Welcome to Wonder in Reality at WNR. Glory to God Almighty. This is Jim. If you're going through a difficult time, sometimes we do that. We go through a valley. I know I've been there, and I'm dealing with things now. Where I am, it's winter, and it's not a lot of people's favorite time of the year. Isn't it comforting to know that God Almighty is the same every day, and that Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is the comforter, the helper, our advocate, the comforter? Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart." I am gentle and lowly in heart. To think that God Almighty is gentle and lowly in heart. You know, a man of God said, the Holy Spirit, he's the most gentle being in the universe. That's amazing. And so he's made himself available to every person, from the strongest to the weakest. You know, God, the Father God Almighty, he's so awesome. I mean, just no one can look upon his face and live. You know, Billy Graham said he had a dilemma, that here's these human beings, and I can't go help them. So he sent his son, Jesus. Amen. And so the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit is such a glorious revelation. It's unspeakable. You know, yet it's the most basic, and something that we all, you know, if we find Jesus, we understand, well, we at least have the revelation that Jesus Christ is Lord and God. Amen. But there's so much in that truth of the Trinity. You know, for example, he did this for mankind. For us, for mankind, for all it's like, what, 108 billion people have lived. And are living now, and or are living now. And he did that for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so tragic that few find him. You know, it's not few, it's, you know, millions. There's 2.1 billion people right now on the earth who are Catholic and Christian. We don't know how many of those are saved, but, you know, the percentage is maybe, what, 30%, 25% of people in all of that 108 billion that find Jesus Christ and are saved, and roughly, some, you know, in that vicinity. But that he wants to save every person. Every person. And that's the message for today. The Comforter, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, they're one and the same. They are one with the Father. They are the Father. Amen. The Trinity. And I'm keeping the messages short out of principle, because it's simple. I need to hear that. We all need to hear. More soon. Thanks.